Network.
All right, fourth and final hour, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bob Bowman with us in the final segment. Air Force Colonel, former head of the Star Wars program. He's been warning about the military being trained to engage in martial law operations. We have more secret Army documents confirmed by major newspapers to be authentic, leaked by patriots. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. Military personnel blow the whistle on exercise which involved troops taking protesters to concentration camps. This is the updated, beefed article. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo. Kurt Nemo, of course, broke this at Infowars.com. And it continues. Kurt Nemo, Paul Joseph Watson. The key article is at PrisonPlanet.com. This just went up minutes ago. It's got all the documents you need. We've got other news coming up in the last half hour on population reduction. So we'll be discussing that. We're about to go back to the caller, and even after Dr. Bob Bowman leaves us, I will continue with military veterans and others who've been through these drills to take on the American people. We're going back to Roger here in a moment. But, Dr. Bowman, before we run out of time, people can get your newsletter. They can learn more at your website. You also have a book out that's very informative. Tell us about that.
Populist Vision for America. And it's not published yet, but I have it on my computer as a Word document. And if people would like an advance copy, just send us any contribution. You can do that through our website, through PayPal, or mail us a check. And make sure you include your email address so that we can email you a copy of the book. And so you won't need to wait until we find a publisher.
And give folks the title again.
A Populist Vision for America.
Absolutely.
And it has in there are not only the problems that we face, but the proposals we have for solving those problems and what we can do to take our country back.
And give folks the website one more time.
ThePatriots.us.
Patriots with an S. If we don't stand together, we'll all hang separate. Now, for those who just joined us, Roger was talking about decades ago doing drills to take on the American people. And then he was part of the Marine Corps League. And I've seen this in the news in major papers the last 2 months. We've got to add that, where they are training former veterans to take on current veterans, newer veterans. And that's in all the government documents, that the main threat is now the Patriots. And we have these new government drill documents from just 3 days ago where they're drilling for veterans attacking bases and taking them to FEMA camps. Watson has this key article up at PrisonPlanet.com. Roger, you got cut off by the break.
Yeah, as I was saying, we went to a regional airport for a terrorist drill. And after we got right in the middle of it, they announced that these terrorists was militia, American militia. And soon after that, me and a few other guys resigned from the Marine Corps League. And I've sort of been blacklisted from the Marine Corps League and the VFW. And I find, and I'm sorry to say this, but the World War II guys, the Marine, the Korean veterans, and the early Vietnam veterans are so brainwashed that you cannot reason with them. They cannot believe that their country would do things to them. And I try to reach out to them, but there's just really no.
I'll tell you what, Roger, stay there. We're going to let Dr. Bob Bowman go. We appreciate him being gracious. I'm going to come back, and I want you to explain this, because it's on record for decades, but now it's accelerating that they're training the military to take the American people on. And I want to discuss this and go to more veterans and more military people that are calling in right now. Dr. Bob Bowman, I wanted to get you on also about the secret space plane blast off and what you think was going on there. But we'll talk to you again in the near future. We've been so honored to have you spend this time with us today, sir.
Well, thank you. And keep at it, Alex.
We'll try. I was going to get into other subjects. I'm sorry this broke. We've got to warn the people. But we couldn't have a better guest than you here because you've been warning about this so intensely. Thank you, Dr. Bob Bowman. Roger, Tom, Brian, Chad, Carl, We're going to go to you after this break. Former military, current military, police, who've been part of these drills, your call straight ahead.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over the country, for decades, I've interviewed Marine Corps captains. I've interviewed generals. I've talked to high-level former and current Pentagon people many, many times. Federal marshals, state police gave us the MIAC, Homeland Security documents, over a year ago, saying the number one threat, the government says, is gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, people that have American flags on their cars, and that we're going to attack law enforcement, military, and IRS buildings. Then they bust a few militias that they set up to create the illusion that it's all about to happen. Bill Clinton comes out and says, gee, I hope the Tea Party shut up or it's going to cause somebody to blow up a federal building again. And we then have all the eyewitnesses and people that were at the Alfred P. Murrah building with McVeigh and feds in there planting gray sticks of butter, and they didn't know what it was. I mean, this is, I've interviewed the foreman of the grand jury, Hoppy Heidelberg. The FBI came to his house with guns and said, shut up! Stop talking about it! They killed Cop of the Year, who was a witness and saved a bunch of people because he saw it. I mean, they're not playing games here. This is not a radio show. It's not entertainment. It's not Alex Jones having fun. I'm exhausted. All I think about is spending time with my family, but I was going to go home today and take my kids to the park, or I'm not even doing that now. I'm going to stay here and put out an emergency video trying to warn people. We've got criminal offshore banks. I played the CFR speech the head of the European Central Bank saying, we have worked for world government, we are now establishing it, the taxes will be paid directly to the banks. Ha, ha, ha! World government! And then I had Nightline here 2 days ago laughing at me when I was playing them world government clips, saying, well, that's not what they mean. They've stole 28 trill plus in the last year and a half. They're taking over everything. They're openly in the news saying they're going to take your pension funds. All right, I'm going to try to shut up, and I'm going to try to go to these veterans and police and others that are on hold here. And we've got an active duty, folks. Chris, I'm going to try to get to everybody, but it's so touching. And I've got so many of these callers now, I can't even keep track of them. Who was the caller I've been talking to? Roger. And everything Roger's saying, I've actually seen in separate documents. You know, Rex 84, training to use the military, FEMA camps, the Emergency Centers Act, the top off two drills, NLE 09, NLE 010. I mean, the military sent to us and to others what last year that at in the Fed rallies with Ron Paul and others, myself, it specifically mentioned Texas and Dallas. When I was there, you see it in the Obama deception, bullhorning the Federal Reserve, talking about how they're a banking dictatorship. Army, regular Army was there, and they said, don't let them know you're Army. They may be terrorists and may kill you. They teach the military, and there's all these great Americans of all races, you know, religions out there calling for sovereignty, and there was Army there. And being told that we would kill them or may kill them if they told us they were military. Now, folks, that is brainwashing. And when you read these documents, and the latest, this comes out of the Carrier Journal. This comes out of Carrier Journal, Louisville, Kentucky. And then we've got it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They just report it dryly. It's like that Ithaca newspaper. And in New York, talking about martial law, you've got in Illinois, you've got in California, you've got in New York State the last 3 months, from Schenectady to you name it. In fact, that was in the news. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. Chicago Tribune. Two Chicago state reps say bring in National Guard. Blagojevich a year ago, before he got disgraced, said we're going to use National Guard for gun confiscation door-to-door. I played his press conference. I mean, look at New Orleans. They went in the high and dry areas and took everybody's guns. And the people are still in denial about that. I mean, folks, do you understand that they are trying to warp the brains of the troops? They're telling them that the American conservatives and libertarians are going to kill them. And they're going to stage events to make that a real occurrence so they can use them against us. And we were talking to Roger, and then I'm going to everybody else. And Roger, if you just joined us, was talking about he was in the Marine Corps League. They took him out to an airport, and I've been at airport drills in Brooksville, Florida. They had feds jumping out of the bushes trying to light things on fire and blame it on me. We've got video of me in the neighborhood where they were doing military drills and women coming out saying, are you Alex Jones? I was told not to talk to you by the Army, by Special Forces. And Special Forces guys in plain clothes, you heard Mike Hansen on air with us, just jumping out of the bushes at night, lighting fires, and I'm like running over, stopping them. No, don't blame me. I mean, this is what I live. This is what I do. Folks, I've had Special Forces in plain clothes in a Target parking lot tell me they're Special Forces and they're going to get me if I don't shut up years ago. I've had guys pound on me, attack me in a parking lot, telling me shut up as they were breaking my nose. I have been there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, they're ready to go after the American people, and their number one target in these new documents is veterans. Don't you understand how treasonous this is? Because veterans are good people. Police are good people on average, and they understand. And they saw the feds demonize us patriots and call us kooks for talking about a new world order for decades. And now they've seen it all come true, and they're waking up. Okay, I'm going to shut up. It's just this is so real. This doesn't have to happen. The country doesn't have to fall to tyranny. Finish up what you were saying, Roger, in Missouri, about just a few years ago, they get the Marine Corps League out to aid the military at a base, and they say, we're not fighting foreign terrorists, we're getting ready for militia. Go ahead.
Yes, like I said, me and a few others eventually resigned over things like that, but there's one good thing, Alex, especially our governor, Jay Nixon, here in Missouri, probably woke more veterans up than any of us could by putting out that MIAC report. I seriously I don't think he'll get reelected because 4 years ago, people just like you, they called me a nut. And they don't do it very loudly, but I've had many of them come to me and say, you was right. You was right. So we're winning.
Huh.
Hang in there.
Yeah, we're winning. That's why Clinton's up there with veiled threats about blowing stuff up to blame it on us.
But they're showing their hand.
Well, you know what? All these vets out there, they need to understand that the government is going to come for the guns. And they better understand our country's been taken over by foreign banks. And that's why this is not our government. These guys out there that say this can't happen here, it is happening here. It is, and it's accelerating. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Roger. Okay, there's a lot of military calls here. And I'm going to go to Brian, Carl, Chris, just a bunch of other people. But Chris is in Tennessee, active military. This is in Police State 4. We interviewed the state rep. Remember last year? There were suddenly regular Army with Marine Corps checkpoints with Homeland Security shutting down highways, and the governor said don't do it, and they still did it. And it was on the local news, so maybe he's going to call in about that. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Tennessee, active duty. Chris, what can you tell us?
Hi, Alex. Been a listener for about 5 years. I'm also part of Oath Keepers, and we are Change Memphis. I was actually stationed in Florida when that happened, and I personally haven't participated in any of those types of drills.
Wait a minute. You were in Florida when I was there?
I was in Florida. I was stationed in Florida when they did the martial law checkpoint in Tennessee as the governor.
Okay, go ahead. I thought when I went to cover the Brooksville drill to take over the town, and they had feds running around trying to frame me, but go ahead.
My brother is also in the Army. He's part of the 3rd Brigade in Fort Stewart, Georgia, which he's not part of the 1st Infantry, but the 1st Infantry is the unit that is deployed in the United States for, civil unrest and everything.
Yeah, that's the first cohort, first Spear Centurion group is basically what it is that forms the heart of the 400,000 group that they're building, according to Army Times, to occupy the U.S.
Right. And last time I visited him, I actually posted this story on the Prison Planet forums, but I talked to some of his neighbors and stuff on the base that are part of the 1st Infantry, and they confirmed that they are indeed trained in implementing martial law, and one of the guys, actually his neighbor, was telling me he flies the UAVs for the surveillance ones, and he says he spies on civilians on a daily basis, just randomly.
Sir, I had a Marine Corps source come to Access TV in 99, 2 weeks after I was at Urban Warrior with the Marines landing and taking over a part of Oakland, and I had him come and say, you can see this, but you can't have it, and it was UAVs watching us flying around. We were getting out of the hotel, getting out of our car, going, Death Star 1, we've got the militia terrorists in our sights. And again, I wasn't allowed to show the public that because then it would have gone back to whoever supposedly did it. But I'm sorry, just go ahead.
It's not surprising. I did want to say there are a lot of people in the military that are waking up. Where I'm stationed, the officers, my bosses, are they're not completely awake, but they're getting there. I've woke up a lot of people in the military, and I think they're going to have a hard time implementing martial law short of bringing in foreign troops. But
well, let me go back here. Let's not just glaze over this, and I may hold you over. Again, active duty here now in Tennessee. Chris, let's be clear. Under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, under what Brigade Homeland has announced, I mean, you're not telling us anything that is secret. This is on record. But you're saying even the guys know that they are training for martial law in America.
Yeah, I asked them, like, have you received any training on martial law or anything like that? He's like, yeah. Like, a big problem that I see, Alex, is that a lot of these people are really dumb. Like, if you go to the base where my brother is, it's like a fancy trailer park, basically, with everybody running around with IQs like Forrest Gump and 10 kids running around and everything. And that's where the problem is. That's where the Nazis are in the military, is just ignorance, you know? Like, the smart people in the military are really coming around and waking up, especially since Obama got elected, but there's just still a lot of stupid people in the military.
And so he's like, yeah, we're training martial law. I watch citizens every day.
Yeah, well, I don't even think he really understood what it means. You know, the guy that I talked to, he did say, yeah, we've got to train on martial law. But, I mean, he didn't understand what that meant. I tried to explain it to him, but you could tell it went way over his head and everything.
Stay there. I got a few other questions for you, and then other military vets, current people, active duty. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I was just reading the beefed up article because he's adding more documentation as we go. by Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo at PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. Army trains to take on Tea Parties and take them to concentration camps. That's in the documents. For decades, they've been training to take us on quietly with small cadres, building it into bigger forces, slow brainwashing, incremental. Now they're deploying Army at checkpoints, Marines at checkpoints in the middle of the nation to stop drunk drivers. They're preparing everyone to go against the American people. The American people, even peacefully, try to say, no, we're not going into a new world order. This is the time. It's coming down to it. Now, I want to now hurry through the calls, finishing up with Chris, active duty, talking to the folks at Brigade Homeland, going, yeah, we're training for martial law. Yeah, we're surveilling the American people. I mean, I've talked to family who are officers in the military, and they say even repair units that, you know, fix helicopters and things are, for the first time ever, being trained in riot control and martial law. And the military needs to read the actual officer-level manuals because they're training to take on veterans. I mean, is this disgusting, people in the military that you talk to? Don't they understand that they're going to be out of the military soon and that every dictatorship goes after the veterans first?
It's disgusting, some people, once they realize it. A lot of people don't even realize the extent that it's going on. And, when I pointed out to them, a lot of times it will disgust them, but still nobody, a lot of people are afraid to do anything about it. Nobody wants to stand up and talk about it or even join Oath Keepers for the most part, with the exception of a few people that I've met. But I just want to encourage everybody, all the brothers and sisters that are in the military, to not be afraid to talk to people, and you'd be surprised how many people you find that actually agree with you, and just uphold your oath to the Constitution no matter what, you know, because that's why you joined the military, I assume.
Yeah. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Chris. Look, the feds under FBI command said don't let people walk out on the bridges, make them stay, don't give them food and water, go into the rich areas that weren't affected, that were high, on high ground, take their guns. All the arms will be taken. No one will allow to be armed. That's the quote of the police chief. And the military did what they were told. And a lot of U.S. Citizens were killed. And they went in old ladies' houses that wanted to stay there and take care of their dogs and cats. And they took their guns and drug them off to jail. I mean, this is America. And they passed the test. And the New World Order said, good, you'll do it. We're getting ready for it. And it is going to happen if we don't scream bloody murder. Let's talk to Roger and then Carl, Mike, and others. Mike says his uncle's in the military, has key info. But let's talk to Roger, former military. Roger, what's your take on this? Once we talk to Roger, let's talk to Carl in Texas. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, buddy. How you doing there, man?
I'm just sick of it. I wish this nightmare would stop. I wish people wake up and say yeah. No.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm in an interracial relationship. My wife's African-American. I'm white, if you want to call it that, Hispanic. And, you know, I just wanted to say thanks to Dr. Bowman for what he's done with his group so far to make a point of support of the diversity that I'm personally seeing more and more of on his website and YouTube account through the videos that he's shown with people of color and their viewpoint and what they see about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's not only helped them in their understanding, but understanding those rights and gaining a deeper conviction. And the point I just wanted to say is that this is clearly not an exclusive group for a certain race of people. And Oath Keepers is meant for all Americans of all races. And that's really what I was just calling for. I just wanted to make that point.
Well, I appreciate your call, because here's the issue. The media is saying the Oath Keepers are treasonous. They're saying anybody who doesn't want a banking takeover is racist. They are injecting race into the debate to get us at each other's throats. God bless you. I really appreciate that call. Let's go to another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. You know, speaking of race, Barry Cerito, whatever his name is, when he was at my local in Bloomington Normal, he sounded much more African-American, black, you know, and that was when he was running for senator. Well, anyway, my uncle was in the Marine Corps in Vietnam, and my grandfather was a coxswain in the Navy, and you know what? I knew Vietnam had done something to my uncle. He talked about blue zones, and, well, he's died. He's passed on. And I do pray that God protects you and does his will in your life, Alex.
Well, I appreciate your call. I mean, what is the info you had, though, about the martial law preparations?
Well, you know, we've had checkpoints 3 months ago and last week.
And they're getting more and more frequent. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is incredible. U.S. Army trains to take on tea parties.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We are back live. I'm going to go to John, Kansas, military, Sandra, Texas, a veteran, Henry, Michigan, ex-military, and others here in just a moment. Then I want to get into some financial news. I'm not going to have time today to get into Bill Gates saying we need to vaccinate the population to, quote, reduce the population. That's a quote. And that we need to have zero carbon dioxide output, bring it to zero, which humans exhale. He said that in the same speech, and the big crowd of globalists were laughing and smiling and giggling. Just pure evil. I'll have to cover that tomorrow and integrate it with a new video clip with similar things being said and pushed. Where the same group that Bill Gates is promoting was in a speech, they were saying that we need to be like China, who's now giving people jobs according to their genetics and their DNA. This is the essence of eugenics. We're going to cover that tomorrow because this broke during the show, and Paul Watson and Kurt Nimmo put an article together. The latest version is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. It describes Tea Partiers as former vets who were drunkards, who hate the government, and are training to kill military and police. It describes them as absolute scum, trash, and white supremacist, and says they must be taken on. And they have drills where the Tea Party people are absolute scum, and where the military takes them on and kills some and takes others to FEMA camps. The U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists is the headline. Military personnel blow the whistle on exercise, which involved troops taking protesters to concentration camps. And then he goes through all of that, and we have the actual Army documents. And, of course, the Courier Journal's reporting this like it's a good thing. This is in mainstream news. And then they had an exercise the 23rd of this month and the 26th. They're having similar ones all over the country. But, again, you can go to the website and read these documents where they just absolutely train the troops. The American people are the enemy. And this is all ahead of government-staged attacks to be blamed on the American people. And then Curt and Watson go through and give all these examples. The New York Times, where kids are being trained, the Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled veterans and kill them and seek and destroy operations. We reported on Missouri National Guard unit at Camp Crowder engaging training exercises designed to take on fictitious militia group. It's just article after article. Marines running checkpoints, Army running checkpoints. In Iowa, when we interviewed the colonel involved, they admitted they're doing door-to-door gun confiscation drills against the American people. We give you some of the backstory and other examples to give you a clear picture of exactly what's going on. I mean, this is just insane what is happening right now. And you can see it all building towards a head. John in Kansas, who's military. Go ahead, John. Tell us about any information you have on this.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? I guess we've all been instructed not to talk about the preparations that are being made, particularly training that is being given right now to even the delayed enlistment program personnel that are going into the Army.
I forgot. That was in the news 3 years ago that San Antonio ROTC, that their drills are all to take on militias and kill them. See, I mean, I can't even remember all the cases. Sorry. Hey, guys, Google San Antonio ROTC training to kill militias. I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Yeah, the same thing like with the Boy Scouts that are being trained specifically to go to target the military and, military veterans and militia members. Regardless, nobody...
Okay, I'm going to shut up because this is key info, but I just want to add this. Think about the magnitude that the real training isn't for Muslims that are supposedly the boogeymen that are going to get us. It's almost all for gun-owning Americans. I mean, the government is out of control and criminal. Now, I'm going to shut up. You're saying you're being told not to talk. We have all these documents the military is leaking, so certainly a lot of the troops are upset. Tell us exactly what you know, what you're being told, and if the military's buying this. Go ahead.
Yeah, and training has been going on for at least the last 2 years now that as soon as boot camp is over, we're all going to be deployed onto the streets actually to work with the police. We're being trained to work with the police specifically to assist the police force on the ground in four times of public dissent and civil unrest. And we are being taught crowd control, kettling techniques. I mean, you name it. It's in there, and it's all specifically targeted for dissenting Americans.
And look at the G20. We have the troops there. We walk up and say, what about Posse Comitatus? And they say, we're here to aid the police. But that's illegal.
You notice that all of the personnel that were firing the sound cannons, they were all military. That's because it is actually developed for war and control over in war zone in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, it's better to have the military personnel operating, you know, the devices of war.
And they use the less lethal weapons. Even there, they call them less lethal, the rubber bullets and everything. And they have the troops now firing the guns, firing the sound cannons at the people. This is all a training aid towards real bullets.
Right. And it's just progressively, you know, as if, you know, I mean, imagine everybody always in the protests and stuff. They're always running away. They're always scared. Nobody does anything. If anything, it's the provocateur, undercovers that are actually doing the violence or the anarchists that
so the military
also,
and the police have an excuse to engage them, and they've been caught over and over again. Denver last year, Canada. Okay. Please continue. Tell us what else they're training you for, and what are other military people you're talking to? Are they starting to understand what's happening?
Well, the sad thing is you can get people to realize and agree on the Constitution and you know, what they're supposed to uphold, but at the same time, nobody realizes how important it is. So I think when it comes down to it, most people are just going to fall in line. And if there's one or two dissenters in the ranks, well, we've been training how to deal with dissent, so they'll get dealt with. I mean,
Stop right there. They'll be dealt with. Tell us about that training.
Well, again, I don't know how much we're supposed to go into. I mean, actually, I don't even think we're supposed to go into any of this. But you know what?
Well, sir, this is all illegal, what's going on. And they're now acclimating the public with Marine Corps, Army, National Guard, Homeland Security checkpoints. The governor of Tennessee says they can't do it. They do it. They're doing it in California. They're surveilling everybody in Austin. They're building bases all over the place. I mean, this is all going on. This is criminal. This is our military we paid for to be used against us so offshore banks can engage in a takeover of the U.S. I already know what they do. Okay, I already know what the training is. You're trained to take them into custody and put them in handcuffs and take them away.
Well, just let me affirm. I can confirm that everything you talk about is 100% true. And there are so many people out there that are just so brainwashed. And, like, I don't know if they're not smart enough or they just don't want to believe it because it seems so terrible. Because, you know, we've all been brought up now for, you know, what, 60 years straight now. And this brainwashing of, oh, America is going to, you know, never do anything. You know, we're so much better and above all these other third world countries and stuff. And, you know, most of the time we're the ones going over there and stuff.
Sir, I appreciate your call, but be careful. John, I understand you're upset and angry, but do you understand how essential it is for military men and women to go public to the mainstream media and to go on YouTube and to speak out? I mean, troops have said no, after massacres. You have the Germans, just following orders won't cover it. The Germans, people were hung who followed orders. And it is essential that all the military people come out and speak out. And obviously, you're calling in. These documents continue to get leaked. So that shows that the military at many levels is concerned. Do you have any other comments?
I was wondering if you were going to be going to the G20 this year in Toronto.
No, I'm probably not. I mean, I've got so many duties here, and then there's all the – I'm a big target now, but I do need to still go to events. It's just that, I mean, they can plant weapons on me. They've already tried in Denver. And people haven't lived it. They just haven't experienced it. And the operation I'm running is so important – that's basically, it's like I'm a general now. I've got to sit back in the headquarters, and I don't even morally like to send my guys off because they get arrested and set up, and they tried to set the guys up when they were out there. But I really should be going to these events, but more citizens should be going out to these events. But I've spent lots of time out in the field. Believe me, I mean, until you have them try to set fires and blame it on you, you just don't know how hardcore this is and how much they've trained them to hate the American people. But God help us. John, separately, you know, we've had all these people calling in about how they were trained to take on militias. Specifically, I mean, we have their documents. It's Tea Parties, militias, everybody. I mean, have you seen any of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's specifically, you know, the people that are supposedly against the New World Order, that are against, you know, and they all say that it's like, you know, these people are crazy. Like, haha, there's no New World Order, you know. But this is what they think. And, you know, the people that are against the Federal Reserve is a big one for some reason. Anybody who doesn't like the Federal Reserve is a terrorist, you know. I mean, so
meanwhile, 99% of the American people are against the Federal Reserve. In national polls, it's above 80% want it abolished or audited. Everybody knows the bankers are a bunch of crooks at the national level, international level. And that's actually in Army documents we have and federal documents. So you're not telling us anything that isn't public, but specifically, so they get the commander up in front of the group, they show you PowerPoints, they laugh at people, it's all a big joke. I mean, they call us drunks, they call us all these names. I mean, is that basically what's going on?
Right. I mean, it's just class. Whenever you're going to class, I mean, you get training provided to you. There's different types of training that you get. You know, there's the training in the classroom, there's training that's like actual hands-on. And, you know, then there's drills with assisting with National Guard and the police force and, like, national level exercise. That's NLE is a big one. Everyone trains for that. And the training just keeps getting more realistic and more specifically seems to be targeted directly at, you know, descending Americans that are just protecting their rights. You know, it doesn't really seem like anybody's doing anything that we haven't always done, you know, that makes us
American. But in the drill manuals, in the scenario manuals, militias and Tea Party members are described as Ku Klux Klan running around with guns that want to murder everyone, drinking whiskey. I mean, people can go read it right now, three pages of this garbage that was just going on 4 days ago, and it's total demonization. What type of demonization have you seen?
Well, definitely they are beating into everyone's heads, like, you know, that these people are personally have something against us, like, so that they want to bring out. That's like kind of a psychological thing that I noticed they do. They try a lot of psychological getting you to, you know, think of them as not human. They're, you know, dehumanize them so you don't care to go after them and use your full force against them and feel that there's definitely a threat on you against them. Like, these people hate the military. They hate anybody who is, you know, they hate the police. They're cop killers, you know, and there's, like, specific examples they give. And, like, you know, the Huttery militia, they're trying to kill all the cops. I mean, that's why they're doing these things, so that they can get us turned against them and not care, not look at them as American citizens. We're going to look at them as traitors and the sinners that need to be put down because you don't know.
Enemy belligerents. They're now saying in the legislation, U.S. citizens, and it says that we can be seized by the Army for any reason, for any intelligence reason or any reason directed by the president. And exactly. Now, remember, within 2 hours of that Marine killing the cops in Pittsburgh, they blamed me on the news and said I called for it. And it turned out the guy was a white supremacist and posted all over the Internet hating me. National News was just here saying, are you going to cause violence? National News says I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. I'm pointing out they're going to stage it. So you can see the setup that is going on. And you're saying now it's almost entirely militia, gun owners, veterans. They hate America. We've got to get them.
Well, the idea is that there's going to be a lot of unrest and that will be needed. So there's definitely going to be something false flag staged to bring in the need for us. I mean, it's not going to be just like we're going to go on the streets and roll out and say we've had enough of you guys. No, I mean, it's going to be like there's going to be some, you know, proverbial, you know, stuff in the fan. So
yeah,
stuff in the fan. So anyways, you know, it's going to be, you know, something going down, and it's, you know, it seems to me like they might use anarchists or some type of provocateur, you know, when there's a moment of, like, you know, maybe when they raise taxes and, you know, everything just gets to a certain level, you know, you can feel the boiling point already in our society.
Well, the system knows that. I mean, government's all just spending more taxes, grabbing everything, more. And then meanwhile, there's the military being trained that veterans are our enemy and they hate the military. I mean, how transparent does this have to get? And we know they set up Hatari. We know they write the I told Hatari in August of last year, I said, they're going to set you up and claim you want to kill cops. I had Sickles on the air, and I identified what that group was putting out and that they had FBI inside leading it. And it's come out now in federal documents that happened. I mean, I was able, just by watching, to specifically single out that intelligence operation because it was clownish how ridiculous it is. And now they're going to play out this script, and the military is going to have their parents' pension funds taken. And if mom and dad speak up, you know, their kids will say, mom and dad were taken away. They didn't like America. And this is how it happens. This is Red Dawn, ladies and gentlemen, and they've massively built this up. They've never trained the military at one-tenth of what we see now. And, again, I'm going to ask you, I mean, we heard earlier people calling in saying the military's waking up. Are you seeing the military wake up?
I have really tried to wake up a lot of people, and I find that for every – it's usually about for every 10 people you try, you get one to, like, fully awaken. But, you know, I'm definitely seeing at least 25% strong. Or people in the military are at least aware that something's going on, and probably 50% of the people, or let me say 50% of the people are aware that at least something's going on, and 25% of the people are definitely enough in the know that when things start going that way, I think that there will be, you know, maybe a dissension spring off from, you know, like the other caller said, I don't really see how they're going to do it, you know, without bringing in the blue helmets. but I'm sure that's already in the
world. Well, NLE09 at FEMA.gov says they were going to they trained last year with troops from 14 countries to take on the American scum.
Right, and you know, I think that in 2010 that it's just going to be, I think, probably about four times as many foreign troops.
So you see the foreign troops trying to take us on?
Well, they're going to have to, because the foreign troops, you know, if anything, would love the chance to come in and, you know, beat up on Americans. You know, that's like, you know, because the same zeitgeist brainwashing that they do on our society, you know, to hate these, you know, evil people from other parts of the country, they do in other parts of the world to hate Americans. And
well, let's be clear, though. I've had military and police confirm to me, and pastors and the clergy response teams, that whole secret program that we broke that's now national news and confirmed, that they train them specifically that Alex Jones is evil. Have you been taught look out for Alex Jones material?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because Alex Jones, that training that was given was actually one of the reasons why I really started to listen to you.
Good, it's backfiring on the enemy operation. We're going to defend America. We're going to defeat the global banking takeover. Imagine, the veterans are bad, the patriots, people that don't want the banking takeover are bad, Alex Jones is pure evil, and so what were they saying? This guy's very dangerous, is what I've been told. Stay there, I got to come back to you briefly, I got to hit some financial news. This man right here, Alex Jones, has a kernel of truth. This man is very persuasive. He is deceptive, and he wants to kill cops. This man is evil, and you must realize that he may be with Al-Qaeda.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hundreds of national and international publications are lying and saying, I'm calling for violence. You listen for years, you know that's a lie. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, mainstream television crews, Nightline, PBS, you name it, here every week, CNN. They are really targeting me as the main enemy. And why is that? Because I know their program. I've studied them. I understand their operation. I am an American. I am a patriot. And the enemy are the foreign banks that now run our military. Our military is not our enemy. They're our friends. So are the police. But we've got to wake them up now. Now, for Sandra, Harry, Beth, and others, tomorrow we'll spend an hour or two. I don't have time to get to you. I apologize for all the other military people calling in with intel. But everything John's been saying separately is already confirmed in mainstream documents. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorist. Tea Party, you are being demonized. And Limbaugh better talk about this. Savage better talk about this. We better get this out, and we may be able to save this country. They're not going to go with this operation and stage an attack as the pretext unless we lay down and let them do it. We've got to get the info out now. This article is so important. U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. Now, I can't tell you how many military people, and I've also been in reports, I mean, I've gotten government reports, where my name is there. Now, why do you, specifically, what were they saying about me in the training?
That you are a conspiracy den, basically. You would be considered a leader in the, like, radical expression, I guess.
So I'm like Osama bin Laden, basically.
Yeah.
If they had a deck of cards for the Patriots, I'd be the ace of spades.
You'd be up there, yeah. But, you know, see, what you do is, you know, the people that are susceptible to be radicalized or whatever, you would be, you know, what basically is you're waking them up, you know, but they view that as, you know, radicalization. So, you know, people that have been radicalized, you know, are, you know, it's kind of like the red and blue list thing. You know, you would be somebody on the red list, definitely, and the blue list people would be like your listeners that are kind of like would fall in line with you if there was a movement that started, but at the same time could probably be brainwashed to fall back into society.
And do they imply that I'm calling for violence?
Well, yes.
Because when we know, that's the public script.
Right. And it's dangerous rhetoric. You know, it is, you know, violent, you know, dangerous, violent rhetoric and those types of things that definitely puts
it in
the
mind.
Yeah,
I'm on the air saying for 15 years that the military is secretly training to go after gun owners and patriots. And now they're going, we're getting ready to go after gun owners and patriots. And these nuts think we're getting ready to go after gun owners, veterans, and patriots. These people are crazy. They think we're getting ready to go after them. That's why we're training to go after them.
Exactly. That's always the conundrum that I usually use to stump people that are kind of not wanting to believe it. It's like,
well,
okay,
sir, we're out of time. Call me back tomorrow. God bless you. Ted's been holding for 30 minutes. I wanted to get Ted up. People could financially protect themselves with gold and silver. He bought gold back when it was $1,060 an ounce. It's $1,170 right now. Ted, I apologize for making you hold. It's just, this is such incredible info. In the last minute and a half, throw out the gold offer for today.
Yeah, we're going to be offering the Frank at $249.68. You know, there's hardly enough time to talk about it. We'll follow up with the email to show people what it is. Maybe you can put it up on the website. But it's such a great buy because you're getting the full year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. And I got to say, with the information that you have and the kind of stuff that he's providing, I don't know how people can afford not to take this.
Well, you've got gold at cheaper than anywhere else you can find it because you bought it when it was low and you're selling it when it's high at the old low price. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Tell me how to just do 20 minutes tomorrow on the economy and 800-686-2237. So important to protect yourself from these bankers. And Ted, thank you so much for coming on with us and associating with somebody as evil as me. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. God Almighty, it's getting crazy. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.